Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. The squad is back on full savage. Hey, get at your girl. I'm at MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page. That's All Talk No Filter at Twitter. You can always get at us at Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you. Hey, my dude, that dude, Rap Star, what's the deal, my dude?
Yo, what's popping, everybody? Back, we back, baby. We back in full swing. We back, to back. We back to boom back. We back to rap, man. It's crazy, man. I'm like rapping like I'm fucking Ray Charles or some shit like that, man. It's a good day, man.
Not Ray Charles rapping. That's that new shit.
That's that new shit. You know, that's that, you know, I can't see, but I'm going to still rap shit, you know. Exclusive shit, but you know it's good. I got a concert next Thursday in my city. I'm real good. It's the first time in 2 years I'm actually going to be on stage, you know. So I've been selling a lot of tickets for it. It's crazy. I'm of course going to perform the hit Holla by yours truly. I gotta hit them with y'all with that. It was going to be crazy, though. But, you know, shout out to all the people who bought the tickets, saw me personally. Everybody from my job who bought the tickets is going to go see the kid. It's going to be crazy. You already know how I put it down, man. Rap Star Hurricane Cam. It's going to be crazy.
Gang. Hey, I'm excited for you, dog, because I don't care how many times I do anything. I always get them butterflies, dog. It's just, it don't matter how many times you do it. I don't know how motherfuckers feel when they out there in front of millions doing all that, but I still get butterflies no matter what. I still get butterflies.
It does that with me, too.
You just don't know that. I'm on the kill.
What'd
you say, dog?
it's just like that. Like, you know, when I have, you know, butterflies, you know, when I do a show, especially on this one, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm like the boxer in the corner. I'm sitting there, I'm sparring myself, I'm giving myself a mental note, you know, do this, watch out for that, you know, do this, do that, and everything. And then once the curtain goes on and, you know, the phone's going on and everything like that, I'm on air and I'm on stage, it all goes away. And that's when you see the perfectly entity that you see before you right now. Yeah, of course.
You in the zone. Hey, but real quick, man, we gonna get off into these dog announcements right quick, and then we gonna come back and then jump into that word they do that at. We know y'all missed it. We know you want it. Let's go.
Of course. Yes.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was the lovely royalty of Dollhouse Radio giving us, you know, everything that goes on here in Dollhouse Radio because we make it happen. But anyway, Rap Star 412, where they do that at, fam?
Yo, here we go. All right, this is something that actually, you know, is right up my alley, actually. This little story, I'm going to call it Hip Hop Cops. All right, so we have a Dallas rapper. Yeah. Shout out to the whole hip-hop police department. We see you. Dallas rapper Nana. Dallas rapper Nana. Back in, you know, early this summer, he's a rapper from Dallas, Texas. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison for violent lyrics within his rap song. Now, the funny thing was, what he was actually charged with in the beginning was not even a violent crime. So being that they slapped, you know, an additional years onto what was going on with his case. But U.S. District Judge Barbara M. G. Lynn of the Northern District of Texas, who's a white lady, I'm going to just put that out there, used his lyrics to one of his songs to reference a crime Nana may or may not have been involved in. She quoted, "Yeah, bragging about shooting a person is violence 10 times after every phrase." Nana was actually sentenced for a crime distribution back in February of this year. He pled guilty to that, actually. He was facing 6 years for that. In addition to what Judge Barbara had with the cocaine distribution, Barbara M.G. Lynn cited a bar from one of his songs. His song's called Robbery, and one of the bars that says something about him shooting a person in the face. Judge and other lawyers tried to compare his case to what we all know about Bobby Shmurda and his song Hot Nigga. And tried to make references between, you know, Bobby Shmurda and his new hot record and his lyrics. And look where, you know, he's in prison serving time right now. So they were trying to draw the conclusion between the two, saying, you know, this is another example. So Nana's attorney said that the judge and other, you know, the judge and the lawyers, they don't really have any evidence on this rapper. Just as far as his rap lyrics, the rap lyrics that he has, that's their only proof of him actually engaging in any homicide
activity.
Crime?
What was the initial crime? I mean, I'm confused. Like,
crime,
what was his initial crime?
The initial crime that he was serving was cocaine distribution back in February of this year. That's what he was. That was the original crime, and he was already facing 6 years for that. Because they wanted to be petty, they go into, you know, his lyrics and quote a couple bars from his joint and say, you talk about killing people, so we're going to throw an additional 6 years.
So they say, because you're aggressive in your lyrics, we're going to give you additional time, basically.
Right.
Because you're aggressive in
over
lyrics.
Something that he may, Yeah, because they, you know, figured, you know, they think that they're trying to, you know, they, you know what the hip-hop cops do. The hip-hop cops, they know history. So to dig anything deep within a crime scene, what they're going to do is they're going to go within the lyrics. That's what hip-hop cops do. All these detectives, they try to decipher these lyrics of what some of these rappers are speaking of and think it's a link to a robbery or a homicide to any criminal activity that they can get. Now,
well,
like I said,
up shit because if that's the case, half of these studio motherfuckers that's out here, y'all need to be very, very fucking afraid. Because if they can take your just your some lyrics and say, oh, okay, well, in this song, this person he has violent tendencies because of what's in the song. Half of these motherfuckers out here gonna be locked the fuck up for what they said, and they ain't even street gangsters for real. They studio gangsters. The whole game is fucked. That's crazy. Nisi, what you think about that shit?
Well, hello. I think the shit is fucked up because, you know what I'm saying, what if he ain't do it? That's some fucked up shit. But it's a lot of people locked up who ain't did shit. Is that even legal? You know what I'm saying? Is that even legal? But, you know, I guess in Texas they can do what the fuck. Because that doesn't even sound legal. I mean, I'd have been locked up. And that, you know, I had a whole lot of time to study a lot of shit. And I ain't never heard of no, you know, like, just because his lyrics, if it don't have nothing to do with the crime that he's being charged with right now, how can you add that towards it, and how can it even stick?
Well, you know, motherfuckers every day bend the law to make it fit them in what they want to do and fight their plight on what they trying to get over on. How you going in for one thing, and you get 6 years for that, but they say, you know what, in this particular verse, he said this, which has nothing to do with what he initially went in for, and say, we're going to give you 6 additional years because this is violent. That is in – did he have an attorney? He couldn't have had an attorney, dog, or he must have had a public defender, because that's the only motherfucking way he finna get locked up on some shit like that. A good attorney, that would have been thrown out. There's no way that somebody would have been able to do that. No, he had to have a public defender because they shit. They don't give a fuck.
Now let's be clear for people who don't know, there is such thing as hip hop police. There are a whole organization of, you know, police who is specifically in hip hop for a reason. If you ever listen to any songs like Chameleon, he came out with a song talking about the hip hop police. I remember back when Irv Gotti and Whole Murder Inc. was going through they shit, when 50 and Ja Rule was going back and forth, Irv would, you know, say a lot of times they couldn't answer diss tracks to 50 and everybody else because, you know, the lawyers was like, anything that you can say in your rhymes can be used against you in a court of law. So these
Man,
people
but you
do
can't,
exist.
It's not like when you okay. First of all, when you get in trouble, and I've been in some trouble. I got off one time because when they lock you up, you're supposed to get Mirandized. That's when they read you all that anything you say and can't that will be used against you in the court of law. All that shit. I got off because they did not Mirandize me and read me my rights prior to putting them handcuffs on. You know what I'm saying? Fingerprinting me, booking me, all that bullshit they got to, they have to read you your rights. You can't go, did he make the song? It's like, if he made the song after the fact, you can't go to something after the fact and say, oh my God, in this song, on this date, when he put this out into the air, or put it on the radio, put it on whatever, YouTube, wherever the fuck it was, oh, it's this, it's that, so we're gonna give him 6 more years? That just goes to show how fucked up one of many the judicial system is. How do you give this dude 6 additional years for not even for the crime, for something that he said in a song? That's fucking asinine, dude.
And the shit
how?
That's crazy. The shit that's really crazy is the fact of how about he don't even have nothing to do with the crime. Somebody told him about what happened. Or is there some shit he could have made up? Because it's not that hard when you know, you got peoples in the streets. You know, you grew up in the streets. You hear a whole lot of shit. That's where a lot of these fake-ass motherfuckers swear they thugs get their shit from. I mean, come on now. That's fucked up. That's real fucked up. That's fucked up.
Hey, I'm going to say this. All y'all studio gangsters, y'all better watch out, because them lyrics, them fake-ass lyrics, if you ain't putting in work in the streets, don't rap about having nothing, no guns, no taking nobody out, no dope, no nothing. Y'all better shut the fuck up and do some lollipop shit. If you ain't did it, you
well,
around
they,
and get a couple
leaving
years.
Them with nothing.
Which is funny.
That's leaving them motherfuckers with absolutely nothing.
Okay. Which is funny, though. You know, it's funny, though. It's funny running across this story. Later this week, I saw an article about Eric Benet made a statement about gangster rappers are doing to support white supremacy. Like, he was talking about, you know, hip-hop, you have all these gangster rappers, they always talk about shooting each other and doing this and doing that and everything, and he was like, they don't know
yeah,
that they're contributing
it.
To white supremacy. And I had mixed feelings on that, because I was like, I understand what you're saying, but as I'm reading the article, I'm hearing people just say, I don't like hip-hop, period. That's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like, you know, he was making a general statement. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. There are artists out there who are saying something with a message, who are standing up for, you know, things that's going on with our
community.
And
they don't get nearly as many spins as these motherfuckers talking shit, these motherfucking mumble rappers who ain't did none of this shit, who ain't never even held the motherfucking hammer, talking about clips and all this other bullshit. They don't even know what one feel like. You ain't did nothing but seen the one in your brother room. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody
trying to say that. Saying that. That's crazy you saying that, because I interviewed, you know, on my other show, I interviewed some teenage little rappers, and I was lost on the things that they were saying, because they was glorifying. You went to the holding center one time. You was in there for 24 hours. You glorifying like you've been in prison forever. You know what I'm saying? And anyone who had seen my show saw me, like, I was like, are you fucking kidding? You know what I mean? And it's my place to let them know, like, why are you singing, rapping about some shit like that? You ain't did no motherfucking time. Okay, you might have held a little, you know, being a little gang or whatever, but you ain't killed nobody. You glorifying like you've been in prison for 99 years, motherfucker. You was there 24 hours, if that, maybe 12.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Okay.
All that, they glorifying what other people see, what other people do, and really don't know shit about nothing, you know? And then the ones that do glory, that have been involved but never really got no time, they out here running. You know, if they getting
right.
all the shit from other people, from what they read and what they, you know, the homies is talking about. You know, then you got some who really
right.
live in it, but I don't think most of them motherfuckers out there telling it. That's like, what's his name?
Nah, real G's move in silence. Real
That's
G's move in silence. They not
That's
out there glorifying that bullshit. I done had to check my little peoples. I see them, you know what I'm saying? They making little comments and shit. And I'm like, what? Dog, nigga, I don't want to. You stay in your mama's basement, nigga. What is all this? You not that dude. You stay in your mama's basement, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
What is all this?
Dog,
you go to the
apartment. Grand.
I'm out here. I'm walk. I didn't do them out on Facebook, but I had to be like, bro, I had to call them. Like, dog, for real? Really? Is this what we this what we doing today? No.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in your mama's basement. Damn this dirty 30. It's time to get the fuck on. Keep the pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Be a motherfucking man. Because with this right here and all that, who you doing all that to? Because don't none of these motherfuckers that's read into it, they don't know you. If they know you, they over there laughing at your ass like, this nigga's nothing. And if they fucking
mm-hmm.
know you, they like, what are you doing? I'm like, this all that, these kind of tactics, this ain't going to do nothing but get you in trouble. Because everybody know all that shit they run. You want them looking at you over nothing? Come on, man. Really? They'll look at you over nothing. They'll be mad at some motherfucker. Like, you brought us in here for a sack, nigga? Really? Like that? Oh, come on, man. You got to do better, Pimp. You got to do better. But I think that's, I just think that fucks me up. I don't see, it boggles my mind how they even got away with something like that. You know, you got people, like I said, you got people out here every day that's rapping about shit that they have never done. They ain't never been in the trenches. You ain't never been in the mud. Like, I'd be like, you grew up in Bridgeton. I don't know, like, the suburbs around where y'all at. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you ain't never grew up in the mud, nigga. You ain't never had to struggle. You ain't never have to sling meal tickets at lunch at school. What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I don't know. These individuals are sick, but, you know, we got to get off into this quick break, man. You know what I'm saying? So we go, that rap star 412, you know what I'm saying? We going to get in that fiver. Let's get this 420 somewhere.
Yeah.
Fuck them if you got them. We be back. Let's go. That was our very own rap store 412 with Holler. And we're going to go out and get off into this hot seat. Okay. So everybody know the lovely couple, D-Wade and Gabrielle Union. You know what I'm saying? Okay, recently, I don't know if you guys saw this photo, but Gabrielle Union has this really, really nice photo of her getting out the water, got the stomach out, just looking like fabulous, shorts, stomach, just looking great. And the nipples was hard. They was rock. They was stone, you know, and you know the water was dripping and stuff. So people was, she didn't break the internet, nothing like Beyonce or nothing like that. But hey, she did pretty damn good, had the whole internet on fire. So she trended. Okay. So a gentleman, a team member of D-Wade by the name of Jimmy Butler, you know, they was teammates. So he goes on her picture and says, well, damn, all in caps. So D-Wade say, hey, you got me fucked up. I'm not playing that shit. So he say, you type well damn in caps on my wife picture again, and we'll see what the good, the bad, and the ugly life is like. So when people were like, damn, D-Wade shots fire, bro. You mad or not? So my thing is, when you dealing with, this is exactly why we're, if I'm fucking with you, we cannot, we can't do the social media thing. We just can't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody get, what if somebody you fucking with was on social media and they're getting a certain type of comment? How would y'all feel about that? And Nisi, with you being in industry and having a relationship, how do you feel like if somebody say something to you on your page and then your dude, man, like, hey, what the fuck? Like, dog, like, don't come at her like that. What? How does that work? Tell me how does that work? When you know what I'm saying? When you doing your thing, you industry, and you got your fans. Everybody got their fans. Everybody got their lurkers, stalkers, whatever. You know what I'm saying? How does that work? Tell me out. Was he wrong for clapping back at his teammate, or was his teammate wrong for saying something to her about her in a picture? It's a picture. You put it on social media, so it's for everybody. Otherwise, you would have DM'd it to your man. Hello? My check. Yeah, can you hear me, Nisi?
Yeah, I hear you now. I said, did he personally know him? Huh?
He's a teammate. He's D-Mate's teammate. So when he put the well down
was,
in all caps.
That was fucked up.
What?
I thought it was
okay.
Just like a random. I feel like that's fucked up because he could have saved that. He shouldn't have been. If that's his people's, he shouldn't have been saying shit. You know what I'm saying? That's your people's, and that's letting me know, like, you feeling my girl. You know, a fan, I mean, I'm sure he's a fan of hers, too. You know what I mean? I got people that I'm close to, that fans, you know, or exes that, you know what I'm saying, they're friends or whatever, are fans. But when you in a relationship with somebody, and it's my homeboy or whatever, married, regardless, no matter what. And this my homeboy, my brother, my cousin, whatever, teammate, whatever. He should not be commenting on her shit because that's showing a whole, you know, like, damn, maybe something might have, you know, you've been checking her out for real. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you look like you're trying to push up on her. I don't think that's, I mean, that's just, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Now, if it was just a regular fan, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, not taking away, not calling every people like regular, but you know, someone who they don't know, commenting, you can't say anything. Don't say nothing. You know, you, the significant other, you don't have nothing to say about that. You know what I mean? I mean, if there was an issue, then she shouldn't have put that fucking picture up if it's just like that. If it's that bad, the picture shouldn't have ever went up. You know, I don't know.
It's a hell of a picture. I mean, the boys is like full head beam. She got on the black shirt and she's coming out the water. So you know, it looks model-esque, for real. But I mean, the internet just like went ham about D-Wade reacting to this dude. You know
he
what I'm saying?
But you know what? The people, the fans and the internet probably didn't realize that they was teammates. They might have thought that dude was that made the comment was just another, you know what I'm saying, another fan, another person, you know, in the world just commenting, you know, them titties look good or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? They not knowing that. They don't know the situation. I understand what her old man or her husband, where he coming from, but the world don't know that. You know what I'm saying? The world not knowing that. That makes motherfucking fans, that makes her fans drop off. You know what I'm saying? She pretty. I mean, the fuck? Okay. I don't know. You don't want to be losing all, you know, all that business because you got to sell movies and, you know what I'm saying, all types of shit. You don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be, you know, don't fuck up the bag. Don't fuck up the bag. Because, you know, the word, the internet is, it's an open mind. Anybody sees it. Once it go up, it never goes away.
Once it's in the cloud, once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Rapstar, chime in on that for me. Like, somebody comment on your bull, you know what I'm saying, on bail, whatever. Is that wrong? I mean, if you put it out on social media, first of all, okay, I understand that's the homeboy, but is it better for him to be in their presence? They might be at parties and shit, and he over there straight looking and lurking and don't know how this nigga really feel on the inside. That he's like, damn, you all up in it like that, brother? You know what I'm saying? He might be more inclined to take him in this dude's presence.
I mean, as a man, you have to, you know, if that's somebody that you know, of course, if it's like somebody that you work with, they're not supposed to make no comments like that, especially, you know, something like that. If you like the picture, you should have just liked the picture. You ain't have to comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
So, you know, that was, you know, Dwayne was
the
right.
Well,
you know,
damn,
checking,
and Caps
you know,
was too much.
Yeah, the cast.
So he
could have
liked the picture.
It's
just that he said.
You
could have
liked the picture. You ain't have to comment like that. Like if that's how you really feel, then you know why would you want to make that an issue? Anyway, if you like, I said, if you liked it, just look at it and click the save button and look at it later. But you know, I just don't understand. I just don't.
That's a midnight snack, y'all. That's a midnight snack.
That was just uncalled for. As a man, he would have to say something public, you know, especially if you know him, you know.
I did that before.
I did that before, like, you know, I posted a picture of me and my woman, and I had a friend, and it was like, she's beautiful, and she's like, thank you, and he was like, nah, you're welcome. I'm like, all right, nigga, that's enough. So,
really?
Yeah.
Did you get jealous?
Did I get jealous? Nah, I didn't get jealous, but, like, come on, yo. You said what you had to say. You didn't have to say. Yeah, you know, you said what you had to say. Leave it at that, nigga. You don't gotta go. You like, you're very welcome. All right, nigga. We heard you, all right? We heard you. So.
I don't know. I'm hoping I don't have to go through nothing like that. You know, I haven't never really been through that because most people, since me being in the industry, I haven't really, you know, only been one and a half of a relationship since I've been in this industry, because I was in the same relationship with the same person for many years. You know that motherfucker's a half a man. Girl, please. but anyway,
not the mismatch.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Even with him, there was no jealousy. And with my ex, there was no jealousy. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully anyone in the future, I won't have that situation. At this point, I'm not looking for a relationship. You know, I've just dibble-dabble here and there and really not even here and not even there. You know, I just, I'm married to the business. I'm married to the business. Hey. You know what I'm saying? That's my focus.
Uh-huh.
I'm married to the business. But I do got my eye on little something.
Y'all stay tuned.
Y'all know me. It might end kind of bad. I don't know.
Y'all stay tuned. Y'all heard that.
Yes.
Oh my.
I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know. But we're going to have my part of this conversation in the car with him in there.
Oh, shit. Okay, I heard about this one, but I'm anyway, moving forward. Okay, so real quick, your girl Monique, she's back in the headlines. And, of course, I feel like she did it because of who she spoke on and just wanted to, you know, get 5 seconds back in limelight. But recently, she did an interview, and she did it basically for me to, in my opinion, to stay relevant. So she has this interview where she wants to speak on the whole thing with Roseanne. And I know we don't want to go back, but, you know, Roseanne, she back in the headlines because they're supposed to be rebooted. She has her own show now, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody, she was Tainted Goods after that whole situation, and she lost her show. Didn't nobody want to fuck with her. She say, fuck it, I do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if that's what you got to do, do what you got to do. But Monique goes on this show recently, and she says that she was She will not throw her in the trash because she is her comedy sister and within the universe, and she's not going to throw her away for making a mistake. Now, everybody went in on her like, how you going to go in for this woman on what she said, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? They just shredded her apart. Not that there was really much left after what she said about Lee Daniels and all that. I mean, in my opinion, her fucking career is done. It's shitted on. It's over with. And it's in a pile to the side. But I feel like she kind of, people were saying that, you know, I also feel like she just said this just to stay relevant. Did, in your opinion, did she extend her or try to extend her olive branch that's very, very brittle because she wanted to stay relevant and just in, you know, how, you know, stay in the limelight? But she don't have shit. But her motherfuckers is talking about this recent interview that she did. Was she correct in saying what she said? To not throw her out for making a mistake?
Are you asking me?
Whoever wants to chime in first. You spoke first. Go ahead.
I think she's correct. I don't know, Rapstar, how you feeling?
Man, I think she's trying to do it for the limelight. Like, it's crazy when it comes to Monique, because I really wanted, like, when she had her own, you know, thing going on with, you know, her saying that she was like the most decorated actress, and she was going on to Breakfast Club, and she was trying to explain. I really felt Monique. I really felt not like there was some points that I really felt Monique, because, you know, she was saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, they would try to, people will blackball you, and she's talking about there's racism and certain other things. But I remember Charlamagne said something, and he was like, no matter how much of a legend you are, if you're not doing anything right now, what do we have more to look forward to? Because when she was talking about the Dave Chappelle numbers and the, I think, Amy Fisher numbers and everything, and they were saying that, well, they're actually doing something right now. What are you doing right now? She has nothing to put out right now. It's not like she's working on a movie or anything else or any new tour, at least none that I know. So I guess it's just a ploy for her to get back into it. We want to see some movies. I would like to see another movie, you know, from her. But I don't know what her rant's about, for real, for real.
She ain't
really
nothing but a grandma, old-ass auntie at this point. That's the only part she can play. You know what I'm saying? You done shitted on the Tyler Perry train. You done shitted on the Oprah train. You done the biggest names in Hollywood. You shitted on them. Dude, you're done. Out of all the things that's going, my thing is, out of all the things that's going on right now that you could speak up on, this is who the fuck you want to come to defense of? Of all the people you could say something good about, this is the person that you want to say, oh, this is my sister in comedy? Man, fuck that bitch. Man, fuck you if you talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just too many other things in you know, swinging our way as far as the bullshit. And real talk, yeah, you was funny like that. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have those chops anymore. You know what I'm saying? We got to give it up to Dave Chappelle. Okay, I never was really a fan. I ain't going to even lie. But recently I listened to something to him, and I realized it take a bad motherfucker. The audience was, I'd say, 70% white. When I say this dude was telling so many conscious-ass, realistic-ass jokes, and I'm looking at this like, damn. And these white folks is cracking up, and I'm like, damn. They don't realize that he's fucking talking about y'all. You know that, right? And it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
The dude got the magic touch. I never fuck with him, but his comedy is conscious, like conscious rap. These motherfuckers listen to that bullshit out there, and they'll pay for that, but they don't, you know, not with the, like, the Commons and the Nas, the motherfuckers that's on the more conscious side of it versus the mumble rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they making all the money. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, damn, what is his secret that she could be talking about a motherfucker in their face? They paid to see his show, and he's just going in on them. And I was like, damn, he got white America straight wrapped around his finger. And I'm trying to figure out, how the fuck he do that? Monique, you need to take a page from Dave Chappelle's book, because he's making that money. He getting that money. He getting that Netflix money. That's why I seen that bullshit. You ain't getting no check. You might want to go read a play or something out of his playbook. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. But I just thought it was crazy. And the internet had got real steamed up about her saying that, you know what I'm saying, because of everybody knows that situation that happened, you know what I'm saying, with the old Roseanne shits. But you standing up, my thing is you standing up for the wrong people, apparently, because – yeah, you just are. You need to get the slice of that Dave Chappelle money off Netflix and saying shit like that, you're not gonna get it. But anyway, we're gonna jump into another break real quick and then we're gonna come back and get into them honey dip thoughts, see what's going on in the mind of Niecy Honey Dip. You know what I'm saying? Let's do some Lady Rebecca J, Galaxy. I ain't heard this in a minute. Let's go. Dollhouse, we out here. Yeah, that was Lady Rebecca J, Galaxy, Honey Dip.
Yes, I am here. So ain't shit much going on with me. I'm about to go get me something to eat, I guess. You know, I'm going to be
Don't laugh, motherfucker. Don't laugh. But anyway, we were talking about relationships and different things like that, you know what I'm saying, a few minutes ago on the show. And I don't know. My thing is, how do you handle someone from your past trying to come back into your life? You know what I'm saying? Not someone that I had a relationship, but someone who was a friend of someone I had a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been a thought to, you know what I'm saying? We have dibbled and dabbled when I wasn't with the other person, but how do you handle it now? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're doing something well for themselves, which is a plus. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody now, fuck with nobody, who don't want nothing out of life. So,
right.
So how do you, you know what I'm saying? How do you handle that? Because I'm scared. I don't want to get all caught up in my feelings. We already know I'm evil sometimes.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
What you mean, oh, Lord? Bitch, what you mean?
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
They don't want
nobody
me to go
wants,
off,
nobody
right?
wants to end up like the nerd. That's what I'm saying. Nobody wants to end up like the nerd.
Somebody would end up like the nerd, Lord Jesus.
Nah.
Yeah, because he fucked up real bad. He fucked up real bad. That just sent me to a world. Listen, he kept coming for me, so I had to serve him right. But it's a whole different situation. You know what I'm saying? It's not a relationship or whatever. We're friends. But it's still that thought, like, how do you? It's still that thought,
well,
like, how do you handle that?
First of all,
let me just cut this right here. I made these comments, I'm in the car with him. When we first started this conversation, this part about me, he was in the car when I was asking his questions, how do you handle this? He just left out, got out the car and went in the store. But he knows, you know what I'm saying, that I'm talking about him.
Okay.
You already know I keep it real.
Right. Okay. So my thing is, as long as the mister, we gonna call him the mister. As long as the mister realizes that first of all, I tell motherfuckers, when it comes to Niecy Honey Dip, this is an experience. You have to prepare motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is. You got a warning, like a warning sign. If people could walk around with a warning sign, you would definitely be that motherfucker with a warning sign on your back. Like, it would say something like, if you want to, motherfucker. Like, it would say that on your back. You know what I'm saying? Right. So my thing to the person, the mister, is that tread lightly. And if you're going to do something, do it because you want to do it, not because you want to try to get the cookie jar. Everybody be trying to get the cookie jar. She's used to that shit. So my thing is, come with something fresh. That's my thing. Give a motherfucker what they don't. Yeah, give a motherfucker what they don't.
I don't get
it. Right. She already put that out there.
There's a price tag on this. So for me to get, now I ain't gonna say, might let you eat the box, you know what I'm saying? But for me to just let a motherfucker fuck the box, nah. I mean, a man stick his dick in me just to just do it for the hell of it, I'm just not that type. I be looking for some money, and I keep it real. I'm no sugarcoat, none of it. It is what it is. I gotta really like you, and this is someone, like I said, this is someone I've been known for years, since my oldest daughter, and I did dibble and dabble with him. I was 19, 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? He was in my corner when nobody was there. You know, and I was emotionally going through the bullshit with, you know, my oldest child's father. But now, running into him yesterday or whatever, I mean, I'm glad, you know, it made me feel good to finally see someone from our past that is doing something positive. He's a professional chef, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and not just in our city, you know, but in other areas. He get hired pretty good money, you know what I mean, to do what he do. You know, when he gave me the card, you already know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was online checking it. What? I am the detective. I earned my degree. Are you kidding? I'm gonna check all into you. You know,
if he come back, get into you. You have to let motherfuckers know from jump. So my thing is, this is my recommendation. when you haven't been with a person in a long time and you bump into them in traffic and it's been some years, it's not like it's been 2 weeks, then they say, oh, well, why don't you come over? To me, you all, when you do that, you already have, you've given, like, you go get the joy at the end of the night. So my thing is, don't invite me to your house or say, hey, when can I come kicking with you? No, be a fucking gentleman. When can I take you out? Take me out to a restaurant. Take me on a date. Yes. Give me some shit that I don't get every day. You get the thugs. Mm-hmm. You get the dough boys. You get the gutter motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up? When can I fuck? Can we fuck? Da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So when you're dealing with certain people, you have to give them the shit that they don't get that often, which is mm-hmm. motherfuckers coming mm-hmm. up being a straight fucking gentleman like, hey, Ma, let me
yeah.
take you out.
I
you know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers say that to me all the time. Mm-hmm. They say it to me all the time, but the point is, are you going to spend some money? Because you have to understand, I am who I am at the end of the day. It is what it is. You know, you're going to treat me like I want to be treated. You saying to me the same thing that the next motherfucker says, but you want me to take you serious. I look at you just like you're the next motherfucker, so now you might as well pay me for my time. You know what I'm saying? Versus do something romantic. I like romance. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I like that romantic shit. That's kind of shit that turns me on. But don't just let it be. But also remember the way, you know what I'm saying? Don't just start it for this one day. That's the type of shit you want to keep on doing if you want to keep it. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not looking for a relationship. I'm not going to say I'm going to turn one down if I feel that the person is the right person. You know, I just decided to take this little date and go, you know what I'm saying, and go eat or whatever with this person. And, you know, just because I've known them from the past when we were younger, you know, so.
And people change.
We grew up in
you
the same,
to...
and we, listen, we grew up in the same projects. No, I don't live in the motherfuckers no more, but we grew up in the same projects. You know what I mean? All of that. I knew he was always beauty pie, you know what I'm saying? But he was the side nigga, not my side nigga, but you know what I'm saying? He was my daughter's father's best friend back then. And remind you, my oldest daughter is much older, much older. So, you know, it is what it is. But he was there when nobody was there during the time when she was like three, four, five years old. He was buying diapers when her father wasn't doing right, buying milk, doing, you know, helping out, you know.
Honey,
then
run, you go run game on him. Be like, you know what? Let's start from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Go and be with his mind. I'm a Gemini. I'll fuck your mind before I fuck you.
I made that real clear. He understands, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like this for the first and the last time we're going to have this conversation about, you know, my ex. You know, and what happened, and this, that, and the other. And, you know, like I told you, you know, we had already talked business. It's something that we could do together. That was the first thing that he came right out. You know, he was responsible for all the food, the fat motherfuckers, so you already know, you know. So, I mean, we talked business about something that we could do as business, a business deal. So, you know, I guess we'll continue to talk about that. Before he even
well,
came
if you gonna talk, if you gonna talk, if you gonna do business, then don't mix the two. So if you gonna do business,
exactly.
Don't even go, don't open that door with his daughter.
Listen, that's what I'm. Oh, either way it go, it's you know, it's gonna take a minute. We you know, we haven't seen each other in many years, so you know, we just gonna briefly have a conversation. Have a couple
this what
drinks.
You do. Go to a go somewhere. This what you do. Go somewhere y'all play like y'all don't fucking know each other, right? Go into the restaurant. Somebody go in there first.
That's your
let him go.
Wait.
You go
that's
in there. You go in there and sit down. Go in there and sit down, and he comes to the door and come over here like, excuse me. Is somebody sitting here, young lady? Somebody sitting here? I know you're not sitting here all by yourself. Allow me to join you. Oh, Garcon, can we get some drinks over here? Can you get the young lady some wine? Oh, I'm sorry. No, what would you like? I stepped out of line for ordering for you. I do apologize. Everybody has equal rights to do what they want to do. So what would you like? I apologize for sitting that out like that. Oh, yeah, get her something to drink. Oh, just like he don't even know you. Have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't doing nothing, just like, hey, look, we just having fun together. We not fucking, but eventually I'm going to end
clear.
Up
we not.
There.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I made
not
that real
end up,
clear
not
that
necessarily.
We're not.
He's gonna go back there at some point.
Oh, he's going
even
to
if
try.
It's a drunk
he's
night.
Going to try.
What's up? What's up, though?
I made it real clear that I'm not drinking heavy, though. Yeah, I made it real clear because I already know, you know, I could turn into a little freak. So, you know, that don't mean that I'm going to be a freak for everybody. But I got, you know, I always, even the cutie pie and all that always, but at the end of the day, it's still, you know me, and I know I'm not seeing it, and I'm not accepting nothing less but the best. You know, you can't be the best, and it ain't going to happen. And I'll be the, I don't mean the best dick swinger. You know, I mean, you got to have something with you, but that ain't going to, you know, it's going to have to, you got to get closer to me. You know what I'm saying? In a whole different, a whole different light, you know. Swinging that dick don't make me want you. I don't fuck the best. I don't fuck
if y'all
the best
not gonna,
in the world.
If y'all gonna get into business, you know, that type of play doesn't need to come into, you know what I'm saying? Because money changes the levels of the whole game. You know what I'm saying? And you could, you know what I'm saying, y'all could start off good. But 6 months down the line, you're like, wait a minute, motherfucker. He feel like, oh, well, I did such and such. And, nah, that ain't got nothing to do with it. So if you're going to venture into any aspect of business with him, that's off the table. It ain't you out of luck, mister.
Ain't that I can't
think
about it.
Because it ain't
I might have to, I mean, when the time come, I might have to sit on his face, because we already know I love to get my pussy ate, so I might have to sit on his face, but, you know, I'm going to get mine. I never said he was going to get his when that
time comes
around. But he respect, I mean, you know what I'm saying, he respect the game. I told him I would be doing the show when I get ready to get in the car, so when I got in, you know, music is off, everything is off. He's like, he's telling me, So, like, he on the show. So, it's all good. You know, we gonna see. Stay fucking tuned, because you just never know.
His
next week, I might be cussing his motherfucking ass out. Look, next week, I might be cussing his ass the fuck out. Who knows?
Exactly.
He know I'm nasty.
All the more reason. All the more reason. Y'all just need to stay on one side of the track and just block that other one off. Even from his mouth and your motherfucking lips, Southern Hemisphere, nigga.
I don't know. You know, it was good, but, you know, the main part of it all is for me, because people are dying every day, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's crazy. Motherfuckers just lied, but it felt good to actually see someone from my past doing something with it. Y'all, I'm sorry, but I'm in a parking lot and somebody coming by with their music, so I don't know if y'all was able to hear that. But it feels good to actually see someone from my past doing something positive with their life. And, you know what I mean? That's what I, you know, I couldn't help but to give him his props on that. I respect that, you know, and I'm happy. Alive, too. Alive. The motherfuckers in my city, they just drop it. They drop it. So, you know, it's a good thing. Now, let's see if he, you know what I mean?
This motherfucker the wild, wild west, so I understand.
You know? It's everywhere, though, you know? So when you see motherfuckers still alive, half the motherfuckers I knew growing up is dead. You know? So it's a good thing when they doing something positive. And it just ain't in the city, you know what I'm saying? He's getting hired all over. So it's all good. We're going to see, though. How much money can he make me now? Look, how much money can he make me now?
Not make you, girl. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here on that note. We'll see y'all next week, man. Same bad time, same bad
love
channel,
y'all.
Man. Go drop your handle, girl.
I'm Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm available for all bookings, you know what I'm saying? All shoots, fetish also. But please be a legitimate company. You can contact my management, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com, or you can email me, NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. But trust and believe, I'm just going to direct you straight to Ralph. You know, I am available for hostings and, you know, like I said, all type of hosting bookings. I will be in New Jersey for Exotica
November 2nd through the 4th. So come by, stop, see me. I will be at the Clipsy Bell booth and my free cams. Come on out and let's have some fun. Don't get you too far.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up at Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit up my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You can also hit me up on YouTube, Rapstar412. Hit me up on Twitter, Rapstar412. SoundCloud, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. And next week, next Thursday, on the 30th, I'm having my first concert in 2 years. I'm performing my hit mixtape, Holla. It's going to be crazy. I've been selling tickets by myself like crazy, you know, just hustling. So if you ever in the Pittsburgh area and, you know, you want to check a nigga out, yo, it's on the south side at the Smiling Moose, 10 p.m. I think it's like 10 at the door. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just can't wait. Just can't wait to get back on stage. It's been 2 years.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. Smash it.
This is...
And getting this DM. If y'all could get at him, Rapstar412. You know what I'm saying? Getting this DM like, hey, I need a ticket. What's up?
Yeah, holla at me. Everybody else is going.
Holla. Support him.
Yeah.
Support him.
Yeah.
Rapstar, send me the link. Send the links and stuff so I can, I can start promoting it.
Got you.
Hey, we gonna get up out of here with some throwback, Miss STL, Jaw Jab, and we see y'all next week. Dow House, we
let's
on.
Go.
Dollhouse Radio. I'll talk no filter. We out.